I am Bill Courtwright with Living Right with Bill Courtwright, and this is the Stress Mastery Podcast, where we take you from the science to the spirituality of stress mastery.
Hello, and welcome back to another week here at the Stress Mastery Podcast. I'm your host, David the Super Millennial. This week on the Stress Mastery Podcast, our topic is on relationships. In today's episode of Mondays with the Super Millennial, we're going to be discussing that everything is a relationship. Before we get started with today's episode, I would like to remind you guys that access to the Stress Mastery community is absolutely free for the first 30 days. Sign up today and get complete access to courses, evaluations, community discussions, and much, much more. If you guys have any questions, please feel free to email me at david@livingrightwithbillcourtwright.com. I'll make sure to take care of any questions that you guys may have. Right now is an awesome time to join the community. The community is really thriving right now. The questions, the experiences, some of the things that are being shared in there are absolutely phenomenal. And the engagement between the community itself is just amazing. Talk about relationships that are being made through there, through the common ground of stress mastery. It's awesome to watch. So if you guys are interested, please go to www.stressmasterycommunity.com or use the links right below. We hope to have you guys in our community. We hope to make you a part of the community and hope to have you guys create some relationships within that community. So, speaking of relationships, let's get started with today's episode. When we hear the word relationship, a lot of us, and me guilty of it in the beginning, tend to think of a significant other or romantic relationship. That's all I used to think about when I heard the word relationship. But the truth is, every single thing is a relationship. Everyone you talk to, interact with, and share an energy exchange is a relationship with you, whether you know it or not. This was a big concept, big concept for me to grasp, because I never thought about all the relationships I've created just because of a simple energy exchange. Yes, relationships between significant others are very, very important. But unfortunately, more often than not, we focus on those relationships only, and we don't put enough emphasis on the other relationships that we have. Like I said, there's a lot of relationships, especially since everything is a relationship. Even now, and especially now, a lot of our relationships, friendships, and encounters, interactions, energy exchanges are happening online. So not only are we having all these relationships and things come up and be created through, you know, one-on-one interaction from day to day, but we've learned that, especially through the coronavirus, being locked down in quarantine, we want to continue these relationships and kind of thrive and continue to grow and build friendships, relationships. Those are things to keep in mind when you're listening to this episode, that there's a lot of things that we're not thinking about that are relationships. It's also important to understand that we can have different relationships with the same person. For example, now hear me out. This is going to be a different concept that a lot of people don't think about. But Bill and I, as you all know, are business partners, co-workers, and obviously we work together. But Bill is also my stepdad, and that in itself is a different relationship for sure. Now, Bill is also my mentor, he's my coach, he's a teacher, and he's also one of my close friends. Why is this important? Why am I telling you all this? Because each relationship warrants different work, a different interaction, and a different energy exchange. When we're working together, it's time to work. Bill and I have a phrase that says, time to be a professional. You know, we switch hats, we go into this mode, and we do what we have to do. When he's being a stepdad and I'm being a stepson, that's a very different understanding that him and I have. We know when to cut out work. We know when to talk about work. We know when we can talk about work in a father-son situation more than just being business partners. But when Bill is being my teacher, there's a very different level of respect and understanding versus when we're being friends. I would never joke around and you know, not take what he's given me for, you know, for granted because we're friends or because we're co-workers or business partners or co-hosts, whatever you want to look at it, there's a very different understanding. There's a very different energy level. And that's what's so important about understanding this, is that just because you have one single relationship with an individual, that doesn't mean that's the only relationship you have. I know countless amount of people, my sister, my brother, the way that they act with my mom is just such like a tight friendship. It's awesome to see. Same thing with my dad. We are one of the closest peoples that you can see, but he's also my dad. And that's something that a lot of people don't think about, because when they talk about what's your relationship with your father, they think about one relationship. Well, for me, it tends to be 3, 4, 5 different ones. And this is important within the romantic relationships, because that could also be a close friend of yours as well. Why is this so important? This is something I really want everyone to understand when understanding relationships, because this is just one single example of how one relationship can have many different relationships within it. This tends to happen with most of your relationships. Everything is a relationship, and each relationship requires something different, as I mentioned above. You guys see the way that Bill and I have to change the way that we interact, even though we have one kind of umbrella relationship, but there's many different ones in between. Having this awareness allows me to know when to transition from each relationship and situation to the next. You can't always bring the same energy or attention to a work relationship situation as you would a friend situation. More often than not, it doesn't work. Even though that person may be your friend, there's a time and a place for everything. Like I said, when it's time for Bill and I to work, it's time to be a professional. Let's get to work. When it's time to be a friend, we act as friends. When it's time to go into family mode, there's a difference for that. Knowing when to transition and put on a different cap will allow you to stay present and engaged in that moment as much as possible. This is something we don't think about because, like I said, we look at relationships as being one relationship, or we don't see everything as a relationship. With that being said, we all know not everything or every relationship or every situation is right for you or even healthy for you. Now, this is a part that a lot of people tend to put their head in the sand, ignore red flags, and just continue to go without making a change. Knowing when to end a relationship or walk away from a relationship is just as important as understanding and knowing the difference between different relationships. Without this awareness, people find themselves wasting massive amounts of time, I mean years and years of their life, and energy on relationships that do not serve you or the other party in a positive manner. Please take a second and understand what I said right there. You need to understand when a relationship is serving you or the other party in a positive manner. If it's neutral, it's not going anywhere. The relationship that you have with the guy at the gas station can be neutral. The person who held the door open for you at Walmart can be neutral. The relationships that are using in your everyday life, that are exchanging that energy constantly with you, should be serving you and the other party in a positive manner. This awareness will allow you to take a step back and sort of analyze the situation and interactions and help you determine if it's something you should continue to be involved with or you should leave. Very hard thing for people to do because we get invested. Look, I understand it, but I know I haven't talked much in this episode about romantic relationships or significant others, and that's for a very good reason. And the reason is, it's because all relationships are the same. Now, before you shut off this episode or start coming at me and everyone's getting upset, let me explain real quick. There's a reason why I've explained it the way that I have, and that's so you guys can understand that identifying relationships, understanding relationships, knowing when to transition from a relationship, knowing when to end one, And all these concepts are all the same for all kinds of relationships. Yes, do we favor certain different ones? Absolutely. Not going to say that we don't. Are we saying that some relationships are harder to do this in? Absolutely. It's just a part of it. For some, yes, it's hard to do. For some, no. But the concepts and the steps to engage and interact in relationships are all the same. And if you can look at relationships in that light, it would allow you to understand them so much better. Remember, ask yourself these simple questions. How does this relationship serve me? Does it serve you in a positive manner? Yes or no? Very, very simple question. If it's negative, it's time for you to maybe take a look at it. If it's neutral, does this relationship need to change a little bit? The second question is just as simple. How do I serve this relationship? Same thing. Is it positive, neutral, negative? How so? This is a tough pill to swallow for a lot of people because it's time to reflect and look at yourself and see what you're bringing to the relationship. A lot of people don't do this, and this is why you see so many relationships going for years and years and years on end with people being unhappy. It's because we're not willing to look at ourselves and see what we're bringing to the table or what the other person is bringing to the table, and how can you serve that person in a positive manner. Your role in every relationship should serve someone in a positive manner, and the other party should be doing the same. If not, it's important that you have the awareness enough to realize this and have the ability to analyze it and make a decision to change or not. So, with all that being said, let me recap some things for you guys today that you should know when understanding that everything is a relationship. I hope this episode helped you guys kind of understand this a little bit better. In the beginning, for me, it was such a crazy concept for me to understand, but it really allowed me to grasp these. So, the four things that I want to recap for you guys is, remember that relationships are much more than just romantic or significant other relationships. So much more than that. Number two, you got multiple relationships within the same relationship with that person. So, like I said, Bill is my mentor, coworker, stepdad, bunch of relationships built into one. Number three, know when to transition from a relationship to relationship. And I mean within the same person. Knowing when to go from stepdad to coworker to friend, etc. And number four, know when to end a relationship or step back from one. Very, very, very important. If you can do these things, guys, I promise you'll start to understand relationships a little bit more. I'm sure Bill has some awesome things to talk about, you know, when we cover relationships this week. I appreciate you guys for tuning in today. I hope this is a great start to your Monday. Please, please tune in for the rest of the week. Like I said, if you guys want to check out the community, the link is down below. We'd love to have you guys in there. We'd love to create some relationships in there with you. We'd love to really share some energy and just make this week a great week, guys. So without further ado, that's it for today's show. Our mission here is to create a shift in the planet. And you can join us on this mission by simply like, share, and subscribe. The links are right below the show. As always, until next time, stay inspired.